Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Corinne Carey, the Senior Campaign Director of Compassion and Choices, is joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. After a decade of debate, the New York State Legislature has approved New York's Medical Aid in Dying Act, joining 11 other states. But this bill hinges on Governor Hochul's signature. Corinne, we know that your organization supports this legislation. Do you have any indication where the governor stands, whether she intends to sign this?
I know her office is reviewing the legislation, and I believe that she'll do the right thing and sign this bill. It is a great opportunity for her to do what the majority of New Yorkers across every demographic want her to do. Republicans, Democrats, people who identify as independent voters, Catholics, Protestants, Jewish people, people of no faith, they all support this option. And so it's a rare opportunity for her to say to all of these New Yorkers, I'm going to do this thing that will give terminally ill people peace and provide comfort to families.
Now, you mentioned this is supported by everyone across Western New York, but the entire Republican minority voted against the bill. So a couple of questions. How widely supported is this actually? And two, how does an issue like medically assisted suicide become a partisan one, where you have one whole party voting against, another party voting for?
Well, I have to say it was the biggest disappointment of the two votes in both the Assembly and the Senate. Behind closed doors, these members, not all of them, of course, there are some people that have very strong moral objections to medical aid in dying, but behind closed doors, many of these members told us that they would have wanted this option for themselves and their families. The shame of it all is that we live in a hyper-partisan time. And even though polls of voters show that strong majorities of Republicans understand that giving people autonomy over their own lives at this very intimate moment is something that is important to them, often the leaders don't follow the voters. You mentioned that this is known as assisted suicide, but the bill is called the Medical Aid in Dying Act, and that's very intentional because people who want medical aid in dying are not suicidal. These are people that want nothing more than to live, but a terminal illness is taking their lives.
You know, Corinne, the question that I have is, are there enough safeguards in this? This is, again, for people with 6 months or less to live who have been diagnosed as terminally ill to request a prescription for medication that they can take to die peacefully. What would prevent someone from going doctor shopping?
Well, first, let me say that I think this phrase doctor shopping has become shorthand for something terrible. every single one of us shops in some way for doctors that will give us the care that we need and deserve. How many times have people gone for a second opinion? How many times have people changed doctors because their doctor won't prescribe them hormone replacement therapy, for example, or any other kind of care that the doctor may not be trained to provide or agree with providing? We live in a time where professionals are drawing lines for themselves and saying, I don't believe in this kind of healthcare. And we should all have the right to proudly go and seek a doctor that is going to provide us the care that we need and deserve. But you ask about safeguards, and people have been raising the same objections about the safeguards for more than a decade. But the fact is that medical aid in dying has been the law in several U.S. jurisdictions for more than a quarter of a century. And there have been no cases of abuse, coercion. There have been no court cases, no magazine exposés. It just hasn't happened. And that's why New York modeled its law on the Oregon law, which first passed in 1994 and has been working as intended. And you don't have to take my word for it. The New York State Bar Association convened a panel of people who were both opposed and in favor of the law. They heard the evidence. They brought in experts. And after 6 months of deliberation, the task force adopted the report to the legislature to pass this bill because the safeguards were strong enough. That task force adopted that recommendation unanimously, and then the House of Delegates of the Bar Association approved the measure as well. That's in addition to the Nurses Union, the Medical Society of the State of New York, and many, many civic organizations.
Should there be a cooling off period, though? In Oregon, there's a 15-day waiting period to be able to have this medication after it's prescribed. That doesn't exist in this law, does it?
The waiting period is built into the New York law. It takes far longer than 15 days to find a second consulting physician who's willing to participate, to find a pharmacy that's willing to dispense, and to make it through the process of making one oral request and a second written request that is witnessed by two people who don't stand to benefit from the person's estate. So what they found in Oregon is that many people who were eligible for medical aid in dying and who were suffering, once they completed all of those processes, which took far longer than 15 days, some of those folks were dying without the option of medical aid in dying simply because of the waiting period. And so that state has actually allowed physicians to waive the waiting period for people who are expected to die. So these waiting periods were put in place because, policymakers thought they were a good idea at first, but they're superfluous because it takes far longer to make it through the process.
Corinne, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.